And your thing didn't work, but he's on my cause I got him mama. And although he would judge you, it don't send you a picture, cause I just keep trying to get with him. So
sentimiento y mucho fervor. Rastafari, Bunker Herman, 56 Wolford, Bob Marley Place. My friend, Bob Marley, Dennis Brown, Greg Reiser. Yeah, go and look at Rocker's movie. I'm the man you see dancing in the yellow tracksuit. Blessing ourselves, sanctify ourselves, keep the love for Rastafari. Right now, let's establish a statue in Ethiopia of his imperial majesty. Just to show you that the king soon returned to the church. And remember, I was one of the men that got to the airport in 1966 and witnessed and chanted and I being the drum and see the lightning drop in the middle of the road before the plane touched down and a flock of birds come with it. And we wet up. And by the time His Majesty reached out where he is, we dried. So I know the king lived. The king just disappeared. Very easy, Ezekiel 11. Ethiopia shall be trodden on the feet for 82 months. The city shall be given up unto the Gentiles, and the people shall curse their God and their king. We know that his imperial majesty is still alive in the flesh. He does disappear from them, like how Solomon and Moses and David and those people just disappear. No one can kill the king. Mussolini tried, he couldn't do it. For they shall make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb shall overcome them. For his kings of kings and lords of lords, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David and the offspring of Jesse. Read Revelation. Study it. You need to interpret the Bible when you read it. That's why when Philip did buck up the Ethiopian, he said, man, don't understand what thou readest. He said, oh, can I understand? I have no one to teach me. So you must interpret the prophecy, and you will know that his imperial majesty, emperor, Haile Selassie, is the almighty God without any apology. Rasta is not a fool. Rasta is the wisest set of people on the earth.
samenleving. Dit is Radio Zuidoost.
Antilliaans of Surinaams?
Brazo, brazo.
Afrikaans of Nederlands?
Brazo.
Amsterdam, yes, say it loud. Razo voor jong en oud.
Brazo, 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 brazo.
Dit is Razo, Radio Amsterdam Zuidoost.
Meneer,
u
meneer,
nee, nee,
meneer.
Nee, vervelend komen wij. Waarom zeg ik vrij? Want ik doe mijn best, net zoals de rest. Je komt en dan verplet. Ik is daar perplex. Het leven is geen pret. Respect is wat ik heb. Daar ik over rap, praat en zing ik en zeg. Weet je dat je klets? Je hebt een grote klep. De wereld is bevlekt. Ga terug naar school, neem geschiedenisles. Iets wat je nodig hebt. Met z'n allen moeten wij hier leven op aan. Nederland is er oud vervelend, maar ja, het gaat. De zomertijd die nadert, het wat heter, het is fijn. Het leven heeft als daria vreugde en ook nog pijn.
Oh, ja. Wil je leven, wil je leven, wil je leven. Wil je leven, zodat je kan geven. Wil je leven, wil je leven, wil je leven.
Nu wel op de helft, het drugs en geld is het enige wat telt. Zeg maar waarom het zo moet zijn, de kans van leven is klein. Zoveel mensen met pijn, ja. Zullen we het ooit nog leren? Blijven we het nog proberen? Proberen te leven en om elkaar te geven.
Recht in je gezicht, recht voor je rap. En ik ga recht toe, zie je zo ik ga. Door het leven, het maakt me sterk waar ik ga opstaan. En dat is nodig, want tegenwoordig dreigt er veel gevaar. Dus luister, want bijna elke dag hoor ik iets naast iets naast. Sterven is een vriendelijk gevaar. Bereid me voorzichtig, voor ik ben nog lang niet klaar in het leven. Onthoud dus geven en nemen van elkaar, het is waar.
Wil je leven, wil je leven, wil je leven. Wil je leven, zodat je kan geven.
Ja, 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 ja.
Geef mij de microfoon en ik geef je les. Je klets, ik vertel mijn broeders wat sommigen zullen storen. Anderen willen niet horen, verlies in de strijd. 5 jaar van zijn leven is mijn man kwijt. Ik zoek, hij praat alleen maar over spijt. Maar allebei weten we wanneer de vrijheid nadert. Begint het bloed te stromen, het grote geld moet nu snel gaan komen. Plannen worden gemaakt, Hennessy wordt gedronken. Tot vroeg in de morgen, je ziet de zon schijnt. Maar het is weer een dag, vol met zorgen. Vooral nu hoe de overheid je diep heeft laten denken. Over het feit dat het gevangen je staat te wenken. En jouw cel wil schenken. Hey Yogi, vertel het ze.
Wil je leven, wil je leven, wil je leven. Wil je leven, zodat je kan geven.
Real hot, oh yes, in the shade.
Junior Kelly, welcome in our land. Good to see that I look good, fit and strong and healthy.
Thank you. I'm just celebrating a birthday too, you know. I'm 49 still.
49, yeah, give thanks and praise. Yes, far right, congratulations, Aya. Yes, far right. So, there, I put
a tour. Yeah, I'm on a tour and just started. This is the first show. I'm glad it started in Holland.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I have a lot of fans here, Red Lion. True. You know what I mean? And I'd like to, a long time, you know, touch base with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
True.
Been touching base with them online, but not in the physical sense.
True. So, there, I have been around.
Oh, yeah. Around the world, brother.
Where did I rest more time? Where did I live?
In Jamaica, my
dad.
In Jamaica. But now, I spend a lot of time over in Africa and South America right now because the music is really spreading, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The cultural music is the other places where. I was in. You know, in South America, in Chavez country, the late Chavez.
Yes.
There's turmoil there, people not know how to medicine.
Is it Venezuela?
Yes, it's Venezuela.
Venezuela.
There's no medicine, the infrastructure is tore down and all of that. And I was called to go there and perform, and I did for free. You know, just to give the people hope. Through the music, you know, sister, and it worked. I at first, a lot of people was worried, and family members, any minute a civil war can break out and blah blah blah.
But
I went and I did my part as a humanitarian, the man on planet Earth.
Yes, Farai.
If we help one another, you know.
Yes, Farai. Yeah. So how did this all start? Yeah.
Well, it all started for me. After my brother died, Jim Kelly, because Jim Kelly was the one who took the music out the house and bring it in the street. As a family member, he was the one who started it. Jim Kelly used to DJ on a sound system called Kilimanjaro back in the days, along with Early B, Supercat. As a matter of fact, it was Jim Kelly who first gave Supercat a mic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And coined the phrase. A race champion, you know, been a kill champion. So you know what I mean? So I've been around a lot of greats, you know, Charlie Chaplin, Josie Wales, the early greats. And so music is something that is always in me. So after my brother died in 1983, I was a youngster, I'm 14 years old. I'm the last one, you know, in the family. And so one night, like 2 years after his death, after his passing, I got a vision from him. Since you need to finish this work, you know. Want you, I choose you out of all of them to finish this work. Because I was always dabbling, I was always writing and scribbling down lyrics, you know. But I never started, I never really took it serious like that yet. But when I get the vision, I realized that this is more than just, you know, something that is an hobby. And if someone from the other side of the plane can reach out to me across the veil and say, I want you to, I choose you to finish my work and continue onward.
And that carry you through still this day.
Yes, and to put an exact date on it, it was 1986. 1986.
Yes,
1986 was... still a youngster. Still a youngster.
Thanks for that information, Aya.
Yes, sir.
And okay, like we say, still good to see the eye.
Yes, sir.
Up in this eye, you are conscious, strong as
Thank
always.
You very much.
And really a joy.
Yeah,
and I want to tell you, back in those days, you know, I'm really, because I'm coming from the cassette days and the vinyl, you know, so I know. That's how I get my roots from, the foundation from. How our artists bust in Jamaica back then, because them time there, now you have a lot of youngsters, really and truly, that are getting the break now than in my time. In my time, youngsters don't get breaks so easily, you know, and you will have to be, them the time a sound system run the place.
Sound system.
Rubber dub sound. Yeah. And you'd have to, you have to be a rookie or going through probation and a sound system. You know, unwritten rule that is there. You ask the owner if you can, and you warm the mic early, and then the big artists them come in at the 1 o'clock hours in the morning, and so on. But me appreciate it. And one of the things that I did was, everywhere, you know, we have a term we say, pan and knock, meaning anywhere sound system set up, any local function, whether it's a barbecue, a fete, and in every community them used to keep, especially the middle class community that we call a housing scheme, housing project, where them used to have barbecue, you know, every once a year in the summer.
True.
And there was a stage, sometimes them have bands, sometimes them have only, you know, tracks. I always find myself on those. So the full 14 parish, I travel and fish out. Remember, I done that. It wasn't cell phone time, you know. It was call box. And you hardly have phones in the house.
Yeah.
You know, because at the time, my house never didn't even have a house phone.
Yeah,
you know, so when I left the house, my mother worried and fret.
Yeah.
I said, what about our last boy? Right? You know what I mean? But give thanks to the Almighty, I was protected and shielded. You know, from the elements, because sometimes I can't even get bus to come back home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Negril, or in St. Thomas, in Portland, fishing out all the little various...
I have to go back to Kingston.
I have to go back to Kingston. So at that time, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the AM, there's no bus.
No
transportation, so I have to wait till 5 in the morning, you know, or 6 to get a ride to go back. But I appreciate love how I came up. It made me have a different perspective and look at music and the journey from a different angle.
All right.
And I think, in fact, I am positively sure that it makes me who I am today.
Yes,
you know,
so, yeah.
Strong and, you know, and worthy to be here and be counted as one of the contributors towards the greater good of reggae music.
Just before the concert start, I did have a reason with a young artist.
Yeah.
And I told him the importance of sound system. Can we do sound
system? Of course it's important.
We do sound system. And how that
builds you up. That's how me tour first, you know. And sound system, 14 parish all over Jamaica.
And the man I talk about it.
Yeah.
So me glad me know. That's why this is the greatness of the work I
have. Yes, man. Me like that foundation. I'm glad I got, because in my time, you know, it was about to. It was, I get the tail end of the rubber dub sound when it was going out and juggling sounds start coming in with them play dub plates and artists not come toast the mic so easy. Rubber dub sound, so I get the tail end probably the last 10 years when rubber dub sound was kind of going out and them have juggling sound are coming where in play music and in play dub plate.
You know,
instead of the artists come and perform,
then
it changed the way it is. I get the tail end of the transition. And I'm really glad me get they get to appreciate love and that, get that work part there.
Same
get that work
man.
Part there done that. Because same guess what? Man. For them artists, you know, regrettably, unfortunately, them we do a one song in our studio and the song hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
But them cannot do a tour and they don't know how to perform or present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But them just get a quick break and they're here. So there's a big severing between the artist with the artist with the experience would I like to reach out to a youngster, help him to bring him and get him stronger. But when you them boss, them tend to not deal with the elders them. You know, them things them arrive and them know everything and I just want to tell you know, with upon the program,
all
I
right.
just want to tell all the artists them.
That's
so the young artists
the
young artists them say, stay away from the elders. Try to reason with them. And try to make them love you because we are staying away from the youngsters, the young artists, because they shun us, you know, and we're not going to be around you guys if you don't want us around. You know, some of us are just appeal to the young artists, them say, there is no new without the old. Because we are the foundation. I rely on my foundation before I forward.
Mm-hmm.
I'm want the youngsters them to do the same.
All right.
It's very important.
Give thanks.
Only can get greater.
Yeah.
Yes, far right. Yes, far right. So they are working on any project, right? There's a new project from the
Yeah, well, me have a new album. It can come out in January. I'm in the process of mixing and I have like 4 songs left to voice. But the lyrics is not the issue because I have it. It's just that it's in between work. You know? So I fly out, I come back, we do. You understand me?
Urban Poet is out.
For a while now. Yeah. So I'm working on the new album. I don't even name it yet, but it's going to be out in January.
Did I want to leave a message behind?
Of course. His foundation is the holy mountain. Lord God, your Rastafari love gets before. May I tell everyone, say, whether you're Rasta whether you're Caucasian, whether you're Indian, we are all one. We are united. The first race is the human race. A lot of people tend to forget that. It's not the black race or the white race. That's why when individual ask me, say, oh, where I'm from, I say planet Earth. That's funny, them reading. Planet Earth and them. What do you mean? This is because you forgot one thing, that the first race is the human race. Mm-hmm. Always remember that. So the ages and the prejudice, that is outdated for so long now. And on this program, yeah, Red Lion and I, you know, I tell the item, say, right now, humanity have to unite. You know, we have to unite because we breathe the same air. We laugh and we cry. We're hardworking and we're spiritual. So tap into your spirituality, tap into your culture, and it will show you. Don't forget about the past, because you're doomed to repeat it. You know, and be the global example now for youths and youths. Humanity is the way. Kindness, cleanliness, roots and culture. One aim, one destiny. Junior Kelly said that. Blessed Lord.
Unity has strength.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Give thanks, man, Junior Kelly.
Give thanks for the world.